The 65-page Lineamenta, which is posted on the Vatican website, is first and foremost a synopsis of the state of the Church across the 53 nations which make up the vast African continent. According to the document's statistics, it's looking good.
There is life in the church in Africa. The church in Africa is not living in the sacristy.
Cardinal Francis Arinze is prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments. He is also a member of the council appointed by the Synod of Bishops to oversee its run-up to the second Special Assembly for Africa.
The people come. People are actually happy to be baptized. Many people come to the seminaries. There are dioceses that just haven't enough room in the seminary. There is that growth, but it isn't just numbers. The Lineamenta is a document to make people get going in suggesting, this is what I would want the synod to discuss. So it will make the bishops' conferences work, the dioceses, the parishes.
The document itself is divided into 5 chapters, which delve into areas such as justice and peace, disease and poverty, and political corruption. But above all, it's asking the African Church for feedback on Ecclesia in Africa, the apostolic exhortation that was issued by the late John Paul II following the first special meeting in 1994. 12 years on, the outstanding development is seen in the Assembly's call for a greater participation from the laity.
I see the lay people conscious of their part in the church, lay people in parliament, conscious that they have to live the gospel in the parliament and not just on Sunday morning, 1 hour.
The African bishops have asked for a time frame of 2 years so that each parish and diocese can contribute their answers to the questions posed in the Lineamenta's epilogue. From these answers, a working document will be drawn up and given to Pope Benedict XVI for final approval. Only then will he decide on a time and a place for the second Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for the continent of Africa. I'm Emer McCarthy.